Again, we rely on data to tell us which processes of change are most important for each stage transition. There are general guidelines, and we will be talking more about them in Part 3 of this training, but the precise pattern differs from behavior to behavior and even from population to population. Generally, however, consciousness raising, dramatic relief, and environmental re-evaluation are important for helping people to progress from the pre-contemplation stage to the contemplation stage. The goal is to help people learn more about their behavior and its consequences, and about alternatives, to help them experience some sort of emotional response or arousal about their behavior, and to consider the impact of their behavior on others in their environment. In contemplation, the goal is to help people think about the kind of person they want to be, and whether their behavior is consistent with that identity. In preparation, we want to see them make a commitment. In action and maintenance, we encourage the more behavioral processes to help people maintain their change.